I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More people died in demonstrations over the weekend in Syria. This week, the European Union banned travel for President Assad and 9 other officials and froze their assets in an attempt to force an end to the crackdown on protesters. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says believers are praying.
Pray for our government and our police and our army, and they can maintain the peace. Because if they can't maintain the peace, there'll be all kinds of different factions, and the Christians are usually the first ones to be in the crosshairs when there's a lot of uprisings and the military or the government can't maintain control.
Next, Tajikistan's parliament is considering a draft law that would ban children from participating in religious activities apart from funerals. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith confirms the Forum 18 report. SGA-sponsored church planters are really concerned about their programs to the kids. If it passes as written,
would certainly interfere with a whole lot of things, from children's ministries, camps, orphans ministry, Sunday schools, certainly on the evangelical church perspective of it. I mean, this is really a matter for concern if this actually does become law.
The law could be adopted as early as July. Griffith urges prayer that the draft bill would stall before it gets to Parliament. And 9 months after the worst floods in the history of Pakistan, millions are still in dire need of assistance. Operation Mobilization teams have been involved in reconstruction, rebuilding school walls and rooms, and they've also completed 300 houses since December. The team also spent time in worship and sharing Bible stories with the people they're helping. Between the outreach and the physical labor, many chose a living faith in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.